called Siddur Tor. For Truma, the Gayat Hankish is still called Tomei. This is what Rabbi Yeshua answered back, and Yeshua answered back and said, again, that Amalai, after me, even me, Lermati Elabatruma. That's what I said, that if Yiddish Shlishi become a Sheni, Masma, you can make a Shlishi, and so on the Gayat to Truma. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Chulun Shinas, Vatiris Truma. If you have food that you're Makbatidi, Vatiris Truma, therefore your Sheni makes it into a Shlishi, makes a Pasul, therefore be Yasatidit. Sarkoponim, this was the memory of Rabbi Vavachana, that he taka learned that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he only said his chumra of chumra chinas vatara satruma. And yet there's such a Kabbalah like, that if you makbet eat your chulin, vatara satruma, you cannot eat it if it becomes puffle, if a shiny touches it, to make it into a shlishi, to be such a psul. Ben Nachnami, he only said it by truma, and not by hegdish, not by kochim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Vavachana, our Mishnah only comes out according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he yelled even by Chulun, Shinasa, Tairos HaKodesh, also the such a Chumra, only Tidit, the Kedusha B'Taira. And now the Gemara says that She Tairosoi, that even though you makbun on your Truma, Tidit B'Taira, that Truma Tumei Eitel Hegdish. For Hegdish is not enough, because by Hegdish, even a Shlishi makes a Revi. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Zeiro, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Yanai, Hoichol Shlishi Shachulin. If somebody eats food that's a Tumah Shlishi on Chulin, Shenasu Ataras HaKodesh, that you are Makbet eat your Chulin Ataras HaKodesh, if so, it has a loch of a Shlishi, because by Hegdish, even a Shlishi can make a Revi, a Shlishi is called Tomei. So if a person eats such Chulin that became Tomei, it's a Shlishi to Tumah now, the loch is Nasa Guf Hashenu HaKodesh, his Guf becomes a Sheni LaKodesh. So these are the Chumras like we had before, and your body becomes like a Sheni, Midrabonin, and now if you touch something, you make it a Shlishi, which is Tomei Pekotchim, and within a Shlishi makes a Revi. So this Chumra says, Eisve Rab Zeru L'Rabasi. So Rab Zeru is a Kashabat Rabasi. It says, Shlishi Sheni LaKodesh. If somebody eats food that has a Shlishi L'Tumma, so he himself, his body becomes a sheni negate hegdish, but the ain sheni l'truma, but he did not become a sheni negate truma. That if he touches truma now, he would not pass the truma. And we're talking about bechulin shenas v'atayrus to truma. Maybe Shua said v'atayrus trumin v'atayrus hakodesh loy. Rashi says v'atayrus hakodesh loy kloima less pushlishi. That v'atayrus hakodesh is no din v'shlishi. It's only negate to truma, not negate to hegdish. But this is what Rabbi Yeshua said, and Rabbi Yeshua said according to this chat, that when do we have these chumras of the chulin that has the loch of a shlishi, that's only if you mak betit your chulin betaras hatruma, then it has a loch of a tumah shlishi, that if a person eats it, he becomes a shiny. But if you only mak betit your chulin betaras hakodesh, then it has no chumra of a shlishi, so the food never has a tumah shlishi on it, and therefore if you eat it, you do not become a shiny. So how could you, or Reb Zeira said before the name of Rabasi, that if you eat food of a Shlish L'tumma, which was made on that Taras HaKodesh, the body becomes a Sheni. Here it's Mashmi, you only eat it if it's, you only become a Sheni if the food was on Taras HaTruma, not if it was Makbiv eating on Taras HaKodesh. So Malay, Sebastian answered back, that Rabbi Shua meant to say like this, Loi mi boi kamar, Rabbi Shua meant to say like this, not only that, but even this, Loi mi boi kamar, that not only by chulin shenasu ataras hakodesh is a such a loch that it becomes a shlishi, because then even a shlishi can make a revi, but even by chulin shenasu ataras hatruma, that a truma can only become a shlishi, can only become possible, not go further. Also, to such a chumra that if you eat this psul of this chulin that has a din shlishi on it, it can make the guf into a shiny. That's what Rabbi Yeshua meant to say. Ben Echrami, he's also Moida, he's such an Indian of Tyrus of Chulin. Chulin Shinasa Tyrus HaKodesh. And we have before, this is what Ulu learns. And this Gemara says, I, V'af Ani Loyamat Yela B'Truma Kamar. I, Rabbi Yeshua himself, so clearly he said, Loshin, V'af Ani Niyof Ayoni Set Back B'Truma, according to Lesh Shakavataya. This is what Rabbi Avabachar learns Pshat. Rashi, Rabbi Avabachar Omer Loch, Ahad Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Mishmeh, Rabbi Yechanan. He himself said that's what Rabbi Yechon learned the Shaka Vatayi between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua. So according to this, Rabbi Yechon agrees that Rabbi Shua answered back and said, I only said it by Tyrus Hatshuma, not for Paras HaKadosh. That's all Stephen Rabbi Yechon. What did Rabbi Shua mean to say? When Rabbi Shua said that we find this Chumrah by Tyrus of Truma, did he mean to say only Truma? Or did he mean to say, let me boy not only Chulun Shinas or Taras HaKadosh, but even Chulun Shinas or Taras HaTrum also? So of course, the in Yad Yerchanan, what did Rabbi Shua mean to say? It was a Gemara Nechanami, Amaroyin in of Aliva to Rabbi Yerchanan. It's a Machlekes Amaroyin, exactly how did Rabbi Yerchan learn out the Machlekes to Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shua? So it's a Machlekes Amaroyin, which is really the Machlekes between Rabba Baba Chona and Ula. That Ula learns up that that Rabbi Shua says, to such a my love, Tyrus Hatruma, Chulun Shinasa Tyrus Hatruma, it's Lemi Boykoma. Avadi, he agrees that a person could be Mach Betidis Chulin, the Tyrus HaKodesh. And then if that Chulin becomes a Shlishi, could even make a Revi also. Not only that, but even if you Mach Betid Chulin, just on Tyrus Hatruma, like you're a person, you're a Kain, you're struggling needing Truma, so you Mach Betid or your Chulin with that Tyrus also, it's like a Chal such a din. And therefore, if a Shani touches it, it becomes possible, you can eat it. That's luck of a Shlishi, that's possible. And therefore, if a person eats it, he himself becomes a Shani, Negeta, also Truma Negeta, to Kochim. That's the way Ula learns. But Rabbi Baba Chona, and this Amorim learns Shadon Rabbi Yechon like that, he learns now that Rabbi Shua only holds this Chumrah of Chula Shinasra Tairas HaTruma. There's such a Chumrah not eat when it becomes a Shlishi, that by Chulin, a Sheni could become a Shlishi. But by, if you mark your Chulin, a Taras HaKadosh, there's no such Chumrah. There is like Butler Dites, there's no such Chumrah. That if that Chulin becomes a Shlishi, it's Mutat eat it. So the kids, it's a Machlaikis Amaroyim, what's Shalom Yabishua? So there will be a Shalom like of our Mishnah could come out according to Yabishua or not. Because again, our Mishnah is talking about by Basar, that has nothing to do with Truma. It only has to do with the Tyrus HaKadosh. So the Shal is our Mishnah of the Chumrah of Tyrus HaKadosh or not. Now the Gemara says, Oma Ula, Ula says, Hoi Chol Shlishi, She'achulin, She'nasva Tyrus Truma. If somebody eats a Shlishi, that it was regular Chulin, but the person was marked with Tyrus Chulin with the same Malacha as like Truma. And therefore by Truma we know, if a Sheni Latuma touches Truma, it becomes like a Shlishi, meaning to say that it's possible. If it touches a Revi, another thing is Amatamarit, but it itself is a Shlishi. So somebody eats this Chulin now, that has a Tyrus of Truma on it, so Orchol Shlishi, Shechulin, Shenasot has Truma, if Nisa Gufo, Milecho Betruma, that the person now is not allowed to eat the Truma, his Guf-like becomes more or less like the Yechel itself, that his goof is also, he's also the teeth are Truma now. Rashi says, Kripushis, the Bishlishi Shechulin, Elo Koma, Bashlishi the Truma Heavy, the Chivun, the Shlishi, Apostle Mikris, called Apostle. Even though this could touch Truma, but I call upon a Mechel Meal and Mati can't eat Truma. So if the person eats it, he has the same Malacha like the Shlishi, that he himself now cannot eat Truma now. The Torah says, "My Kamashlun." What is the Lord teaching us over here? My Kamashlun. Tanina learned this already. That Shlishi Sheni LaKodesh. If you eat food that's a Shlishi L'tuma, so your goof now becomes a Sheni for Kodesh. But V'ain Sheni L'Truma, you do not become a Sheni for Truma. Meaning to say that your body only becomes like a Shlishi, and therefore, if you touch Truma, you do not metama the Truma. True, you yourself cannot eat the Truma, but you're not metama the Truma. So you learned this already, so what are you teaching me now? So Mora says that in the Chulin Shinasa Tyrus Truma. Again, this is all part of the Kasha that says this halacha was talking about the Chulin Shinasa Tyrus Truma. That Sheni Hu Dulehevi, that the person that eats it, if he eats this Chulin Shinasa Tyrus Truma, which was a Shlishi, so it only says that his Gufna does not become a Sheni. Abu Hashlishi Heve, but he himself is like a Shlishi, meaning to say that he's possible to eat Truma now. So we learned it already. So what's Ula's Chiddush? So the verse says, yes, still there's a Chiddush. Imehi, if we would have just heard from that halacha, Havimina, I would have thought to say, loy sheni heve, loy shlishi heve, no. Nagaya to truma means nothing. If he eats this truma, again, he eats this chulin, shenasa parasa truma. If he eats it when it's a shlishi, maybe his guf now, just like it does not become a sheni, it does not become a shlishi, it does not become poslida. Friyadi diyom is sheni bakredish. So, why didn't he say it? Because since he wants to tell us that his body becomes a sheni nagaya to kochim, that by kochim his body now could make a shlishi, and a shlishi can make revi, or manami, and sheni b'truma tells us who I didn't know that negayat to truma, his body is not like a sheni, that if his body, if he goes and touches truma now, he would not make a truma apostle. But who I didn't, it could be he's not even a shlishi either, that maybe he'd be allowed to eat truma. Is that ulus chiddush kamashlo? No. Kamashlo actually says the shlishim yuhevei, that his body now becomes a shlishi. And the Chiyom Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua said before, Sheinas Leichel Kameichel, that the person has not become at the food itself, but Negiyu to come, it just means to say, he could touch anything now. Kagain Oichel Leichel Rishon, if you eat an Oichel Rishon, you do not become a Rishon. But over here, Av Leichel Leichel Shlishi, the Chiyab Disle Shlishi, Shorab Negiyu, that he's allowed to touch it, and Echnam, he could touch other things. But Linyin Achil Latidit, with Moida, that he himself is also to eat, since his goof became like a shlishi, so he himself is also to eat truma. That's Ulus Chiddush, and that's found the price before also. That's the commercial one. That even though Yeshua holds, the oichel does not become like the meichel, the food itself, but a korpon of the person himself that eats the sheni, of, or even eats the shlishi, of chulush inas or taras hakredish, his body also becomes possible that he cannot eat the truma until he goes to the mikvah. Eisvei Rav Hamnuna Liula. So Rav Hamnuna goes after Kasha Tula. Is that true? It says, Horishen Shebechulin Tomei Umetamei. Food that becomes a Rishon Atoma, a share is such as food, it's a Rishon Atoma, even though it's regular Chulin. The Lachor is Tomei, it becomes Tomei. And what did Umetama? We know that a Rishon can make a Shein Latoma, Midiraisa. Via Sheini, what's going to be now this food that's a Shein Latoma? Toisel. If it touches something else, like if it touches truma, it only makes the truma apostle. But v'yena metama, it cannot make the other one tomate to say it can go further. V'yashlishi nechal b'nozit hademet. It means to say this shlishi, which must be where Rashi explains this, must be talking about, again, chulin shenasu ataras ha-truma, that it became a shlishi l'tuma. It says now this food is nechal b'nozir adema, means you're allowed to take this food and put spices of truma inside it. Means to say like it's not possible to eat it, you're allowed to eat it even with truma. Because it's a shlishi, that's all. And a shlishi by truma is not really possible in the tummy. So you're allowed to eat this food now even with spices of truma. Now the question is, v'yam, the thing to tell me, nifsa gufim alecha b'truma, if a person that eats this shlishi, this chulin shenasa taras ha-truma, that if he eats it, even though it's a shlishi, his body also becomes like a shlishi, that his body is also a truma. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, the Yarmen is going to tell me that nifsa gufa melecha b'truma, that the person's guf becomes also t'truma when he eats a shlishi, when it becomes a shlishi, and so here, safinu le'midi deposel legufei, how can we eat something, give him something to eat that's possible for him to eat? How can we let him eat this shlishi with truma? Rashi says, nechal b'nozer adem means b'tavshel she'er truma rebez bo, you're allowed to eat this food with the truma mixed into it. Right, shlishi zeh, let's say this chulin, which became a shlishi, it's not sartaras a truma, in mikveh shachulinu, let's say it was a chowin, let's say a chulin, mutu losu zatoche tablin shal truma, allowed to put truma inside it, vishum, vishem, and onions, and oil, and garlic, the truma, uaychloi, now midik tani behu, shlishi, it's talking about a shlishi, shmaminu, we're talking about the chulin, shenas sartaras a truma, comma, uktani, it says here clearly, necha benazin adem, it could eat with truma. The question is what she says, V'yam, if you tell me, Nifsa gufa melecha b'truma, Safinu la'ikoyin midi deposel gufa, V'yodhi ocho ba'adai truma, how could that be? Letting him eat this shlishi, you tell me now his body becomes like posel ti truma. So how do we let him eat then with it? Mamma truma. This tamlin, how do we let him eat these spices? And the pasuk says the spices are not really bottled. The spices are still there. So how do we let him eat it? So Marin says that's not a kasha. A Malay hanech lenozer adema. Leave over this nozer adema means Rashi lo yichpas lo niyachol tavle truma. Even eat the spices of truma which pass to the goof. So Marin says a Malay said back without a big kasha. I tell you a Malay hanech lenozer adema.